It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Hey, J-Ray, thanks for sending me a new note. And like I promised, I'll make a comment in audio instead of typing back to you. Super cool with your dynamic mic. Great choice. I check it out on Amazon.com. You can't lose with a price like that, basically. As long as you use the mic properly, it should be fine. One thing I did see on it, it didn't have any sort of pop filter, and I don't know if you got a pop filter with it. So, you know what, I'm using the word pop filter, like a pop, 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 and if you don't have a pop filter on, those pops are going to just like sound terrible. So, you can make yourself a pop filter really, really inexpensively. I just actually made one this afternoon. I basically took a tuna can, and well, you could probably do it with a really thick piece of wires. Bend it in a position that it'll hold its place, because it's not holding up something that's really, really heavy. You should be able to get away with just a relative, medium gauge. But just go down to your local hardware store and see what you can find and play around with it. So basically what I've done is I've taken a tin can and I've cut the top and the bottom off. I've got one of those can openers that make a non-sharp edge. So then what you end up with is a metal tube. And I basically took a screw and screwed the screw through, the inside going outwards. So you've got a screw sticking out. And that I screwed into the end of my little flexible arm thing. Now, the one I've got's nice because it's from an old pop filter I've got, but the pop filter was too big, didn't work for me because it was getting in my peripheral vision. Didn't like that, so now I got this really small pop filter. So I did that part, attached it, so it's nice and firm. And then basically I took some nylons that in a dollar store. We got the dollar stores up here in Canada, and just cut a small section of the nylon, like the end where the toe is, put the tin can tube sideways into it, and basically you ended up with the nylon stretching over both sides, and then the end where I cut the hole, where I cut the nylon, I have that wrapped around the actual flexible piece of wire. And then I just twisted it to tighten it up and taped it on into position. And that's what I'm using right now talking to you. So I'll just do a little experiment here. This is me saying, Peter Piper picked a peck of, I don't know, some peppers. Okay, that's me moving the pop filter away. So Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Now, that's my mic also has a second guard, which are those foam covers. So I'm going to take that off now. Peter Piper picked a peck of... Now, you see what's happening? It's you getting all this... Now, I'm going to put the foam thing back on. Okay, now I've got that foam thing back on. See, just having that little foam cap that you put on top of the mic head makes a big difference. So that's the power of having a pop filter, and I highly recommend building one of these little cheap ones. There, if you go pop filter in YouTube, there's a bunch of how-tos, how to do it. So now you got your pop filter, you got your mic. I also noticed that they gave you a little teeny-weeny stand, which kind of sucks because that implies that you put the mic there and then you're a foot away from the mic. You want to be right on top of that mic. Like, my nose is almost touching this pop filter. There it is. I'm touching the pop filter. I am right on top of it. It feels really weird, but it works big time. So you want to get yourself some sort of boom arm. They look like those cantilevered light arms, except much more heavy-duty. Found a guy, he's selling for $45 plus shipping. That's an unbelievable price, guys. I'll just put it down here in the notes. You guys can go check it out. I got on eBay, $45, didn't believe it. He sold it to hundreds of DJs around the United States. He's out of Florida, I think. And the next one up is like $85. And then you go into like regular prices, $115, $120, $200, $300, $400 for basically the same apparatus. So for $45, you can get set up with a sweet boom arm. And I am in love. I've had it set up for like 2 hours. I couldn't wait to get on it and do some audio. And so Jay Ray, he sends me a note. So you're the first one. This is my first sound test with this baby. So anyway, that's it. That's got to be 5 minutes. I've been blathering on for way too long. So send me another note. Send me another question. I love to chat and play with my toys. Bye for now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.